getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
My, here we go. Once again, time for another edition of TM Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Back for another week. Believe it or not, time is flying by. It's practically next year already. What the heck is the deal with that anyway? If you've been paying attention to the last few shows, you are aware that I have been out with shoulder surgery. Shoulder surgery. That's hard to say. And in fact, this is the first show you're hearing that has been post-surgery, because I knew it was coming up, so I did a couple of shows ahead of time. What do they call it? Time shifting, pre-recording, planning ahead, whatever the case might be. Just in case I was too hopped up on painkillers or something that I wouldn't be able to coherently do a show for you. So this is the first one that I'm actually doing since the surgery. And I would just like to say, I do not recommend shoulder surgery. I'm like 2 weeks out as I'm doing this now from the actual surgery. Hang on. Okay, so I have to push a button over there, and I can't use my right arm, really. And they said that it'd be at least 6 weeks before you were pretty much good for anything, and it would be 6 months before you started feeling normal again, and I am starting to believe them. Because my right arm is, and, you know, they work in your shoulder, but, you know, anything you want to do, your shoulder moves. So I can do very little. It's kind of like if you were, what is that, a Tyrannosaurus Rex with little bitty arms, you know? So I'm going to do my best here. The thing I don't like is it's my right shoulder, and easily three-fourths of the equipment that I use when I do this show is on my right-hand side. I got one turntable on the left. Everything else is run from the right-hand side. All the other equipment, all the other audio stuff, the other turntable, the computer stuff, it's all on the other side. I just use the computer because I write in all the songs that I play so that if we ever need to find a song that we've played, I have a database. And sometimes I'll look up something about somebody or something. But so I'm running with one flipper here, and I got to reach over with my left hand to start records on the right-hand turntable. And then to put a new record on the turntable on the right-hand side, I have to stand up because I can't lift my arm high enough to get another record on the turntable. So while a record's playing on the left-hand turntable, I have to stand up to put a record on the right-hand turntable. It's a lot of extra work in this week's show. So I hope you appreciate it. Oh, how ridiculous. And we're past Thanksgiving, which means we're officially into Christmas song season this week. And, you know, I used to start out all mamby-pamby and go, well, we'll throw one in. And then next week, maybe we'll do two. I'm just going to start lopping into Christmas songs because I love Christmas music. So prepare thyselves accordingly, all right? Officially starting the right-hand turntable with my left hand. Here are the Naturals and the Sweet Bippy Polka.
There was a girl named Skippy, freckles on her bippy. The men all stare, the women giggle when they see that bippy wiggle. Three cheers for Skippy's bippy. The men all stare, the women giggle when they see that bippy wiggle. Three cheers for Skippy's bippy. We'll be right back. She's got dimples on her jolly, but you should see her bippy. Look her over, oh by golly, she's got dimples on her jolly, but you should see her bippy.
Yes, three cheers for Skippy's Bippy. I guess first I'd be worried about anybody who knows somebody named Skippy. I mean, I guess back when I was in grade school, as a kid in our class, we knew him as Skip or Skipper, but it wasn't really his name. What was his real name? I don't remember now. But anyway, there's the Naturals. And man, I realized I just got kind of pooped out introducing that one. We'll see how this is going to go because I do not have the ability to shut up at all. Y'all know that by now. So we'll just see how it goes here. But I'm already getting ready with a Christmas record here because I got to stand it up and put it on the turntable while you listen to the Ben Nosek and the Pendel Orchestra. Here's the Polonia Polka.
We'll be right back.
All right, there you go. That's the Polonia Polka there, and Ben Nosek and the Pendel Orchestra on a record that's very loud, actually, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. First show, actually, done post-surgery. Shoulder surgery. It's like, oh, you just had a little rotator cuff repair. Because that's like a thing. If I was a baseball player, this would have been a season-ending injury, I found out. I don't know anything about sports. But now, see, here's the magic of radio. You get to listen to an old man complain about his health. Oh, I'm telling you. And, you know, it's not like I did something recently. Maybe I mentioned this. But yeah, and I run into people like I'm at the post office and I got a sling. I keep my arm in a sling for 6 weeks. And people say, what happened? Ah, shoulder surgery. Oh, rotator cuff, huh? Yeah. And they're like, yeah, getting old sucks. Problem isn't because I got old. I'm sure that's a contributing factor. And I don't know if I told the story. I'll make it very short. 30-some years ago, I fell out of a ceiling wiring a studio, and I fell about 15 feet and crashed down onto my right shoulder. And I went to the doctor then, and the doctor said, yep, you hurt your something or other, and you're going to have whatchamacallit, and this is really going to be a pain in the butt when you get older. Well, here it is 30-some years later, and I'm older. Well, then 3 years ago, short long story short, slipped on ice, fell hard on the same shoulder. And, you know, injured it worse. And for the last several years, I got by getting cortisone shots all the time to stop the pain. It didn't hurt if I didn't do anything, but if I did anything, it hurt. And the doctor gave me cortisone shots. He said, well, you can give you as many shots as you want. Just come in every couple of months. So I did that for years. And finally, the shots weren't working anymore. And he said, we should probably do an MRI and find out what's going on. And it turns out that my rotator cuff was all ripped to shreds. And there was a big muscle in there that was like ripped right off the bone it's supposed to be connected to. And he's like, you really need to have surgery. So I said, okay, sounds like a good idea. So I did. And then the surgeon says, this is going to take 6 months before you're anywhere as close to being back to normal now. So it's not because I'm old, it's because I'm a klutz, is what it comes down to. But anyway, life goes on, and we will continue to play the records as long as I can find a workaround. Today's show is brought to you by the very finest in medical chemistry. Ah, yes, you betcha. People just don't know how much you can appreciate the right pills at the right time. Let's do a Christmas song, because darn it, it's the holiday season. I know, because Andy Williams tells me so repeatedly every time I turn on the radio. And not only that, it's a waltz. So we could technically count this as a waltz for this week, because we do a waltz in every show. And I'm not sure that I'll get to another waltz today. I have no idea. This show is totally a crapshoot this week. But I have Art Walunas in the orchestra doing Silver Bells, and it's a lovely waltz. And here you go. right. So you were dancing. I know it's a little early in the show for a waltz here, but there you go. Art Valundis in the orchestra. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Should probably talk about the World of Accordions Museum, since I normally do that about here. This is going to drive me insane. This is the first radio show I've done in 2 weeks. And I know you heard the Oompa Hour over the last 2 weeks, but I had pre-recorded those shows in anticipation. And I have not been on the air at the regular radio station where I do a show every day. And I haven't been doing anything. And you don't realize how much you rely on one of your arms. Well, yes, you do. But I mean, for example, every time a record finishes on the right-hand turntable, while I'm talking, I take the needle off the record, I pick up the record, I put it in the sleeve, I put it on the dun pile while I'm talking about the World of Accordions Museum. And I just finished that record, and I can't get I can shut it off. I can reach up far enough to push the off button. But I can't get the record off the turntable with my right arm. This is going to drive me batty. And we have weeks and weeks of this to go. Oh, man, another what, week and a half? I start physical therapy. That ought to be a party. Hang on. It drives me crazy to not there. I had to go get the record off the turntable. Drives me crazy to upset the routine. You know, you do things the exact same way year after year after year after year. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum. Thank God I have to play an accordion, because I wouldn't. See, if you were an accordion, I bet shoulder surgery and rotator cuff injuries are pretty common among accordion players. Huh? Or do you guys like do some special exercises to beef up so you can handle it? I don't know, but that would be a good question to ask people at the World of Accordions Museum, because they pretty much know everything that has anything to do with accordions. They've got 1,400 of those babies on display. Stop by and have a look. Check out everything else they have to offer you there, like their beautiful concert hall. Take in a show. Maybe you got a band would like to do a show. Maybe they could help you out with that. You want to learn how to repair accordions? They can help you out with that, too. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. Look them up online, worldofaccordions.org. And, pay them a visit. Of course, now it's wintertime up here in the North Country, and there's snow and stuff. Yeah, that's a whole nother deal. Tangent warning. On my other radio show, the other guy I do the show with is always like, oh, geez, another tangent. We'll never get out of here. You can't do anything when your shoulder thing, surgery stuff, because they're so worried that you might do something that'll damage the repairs. Like if I fell on the ice, I would be doomed and we'd have to start over, basically. And so then you discover the entire world up here is actually covered with ice that normally you navigate pretty normally. You don't do it when you're worried that your arm's going to fall off. Oh, jeez. Anyway, let's play a record. I have Ed Gucka's Polish Canadians over here on turntable number one. That's the one I can use my left hand for. This is Papa and His Fiddle Part 2 Polka, which is weird, because you'd think the other side of the record would be Papa and His Fiddle Part 1 Polka, but it's not. I don't know where the heck Part 1 is, but anyway, here you go. Wow, and they quit playing. They quit in a hurry, don't they? Huh? There you have it there. Ed Gukas, Polish Canadians, and Papa and His Fiddle Part 2 Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Gosh, I like it when I'm playing records on the left-hand turntable. That works out much more better for me. Let's see. What am I doing? I have no idea. I guess I'll play another record. My whole system is off here. By the time I get this figured out, I will have healed from this surgery, and it won't matter anymore. I have Joe White and the orchestra and the You Don't Wanna Polka.
So nice and chummy with me, but you don't wanna, no you don't wanna. I just want you to pet like all the others I've met, but you don't wanna, no you don't wanna. I plead and beg for one little kiss, but you're so shy, you're bound to resist. We could go for a walk and maybe talk, baby talk, but you don't wanna, no you don't wanna.
You don't wanna, Joe White and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Normally, of course, I'm used to hearing Don Peachy do that. This, of course, was Joe White and the orchestra. I would say they are equal in talent. Different style of music, though. But this, I guess, more of a Slovenian sound. Don Peachy, more of German style. But it's a great song. But I had the Don Peachy record in my collection probably 10 years before I had the Joe White version in my record collection. So to my brain, it should be Don Peachy. But I like both of them. Ready for another Christmas polka? Sure you are. I got at least two more in the show this week. Let's do Big Daddy Lakowski. Here's the Jingle Bell Polka. Thank you. was fun. That record's got a lot of miles on it. Holy cow. Big Daddy Lekowski there, the Jingle Bell Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and confusion strikes momentarily, but I'm good. I always thought the Christmas records should go in different color record sleeves, but that hasn't panned out at all. Breakdown in the filing system here at the Oompa Hour, but I'll see what I can do about that, all right? Man, the worst thing about being laid up with this shoulder surgery thing is I have not been able to really play with my grandson for almost 2 weeks, and it's driving me batty. Of course, he likes to try to take care of me, you know. He'll bring me, you know, a blanket, or he'll bring me a pillow, or, you know, cookies. Oh, there's the problem right there, is Grandma, my wife, makes my favorite cookies, which are just butterscotch chip cookies. They're like chocolate chip cookies, except they're butterscotch chip. They've been my favorite since I was a little kid. So my wife makes them occasionally. Hey, I made your chocolate chip, your butterscotch cookies. Well, see, then Jake found out about butterscotch cookies because he asked me to get him a cookie, and I brought him a butterscotch cookie, and he hadn't had one before. And he's like, what is this? It's a butterscotch cookie? It's Grandpa's favorite. So now he always wants butterscotch cookies. So now when I normally just want to pig the cookies down, I'm like, man, if I do that, Jake's going to come over and there's not going to be any left. And then I'm going to get in trouble and I'm going to feel bad. So he had a cold, so he stayed away from Grandpa. So I didn't get it going into surgery. Otherwise, they'd postpone surgery. So I ate all the butterscotch cookies. And then Grandma made another batch and they're half gone. But he's due by the house tonight. So there's still half a cookie jar. It's like, I can't stop eating them. I get my superpowers from my wife's butterscotch cookies. Life is tough, isn't it? You know, it's a pretty good life for being this tough. Anyway, let's do the Polka Town Hop, shall we? Here's Ray Budzerlik and the Polka Town Boys. Who else? There, that is the Polka Town Hop. That is Ray Budzerlik and the orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, as you know, I am so cheating. I told you I have to take the record off while I'm talking when it's done. And, of course, it's the right-hand turntable again. I've learned how to reach over while I'm talking and get the record with my left hand because it drives me crazy. Anyway, as you know, we always like to have why is a Pala Brothers record in a red sleeve? That's wrong. They are not Slovenian style. Oh, geez, I'm going to have to go through the whole system. As you know, in every show every week, we like to include at least one 78 RPM record. It's our salute to shellac. That's what I'm calling it. At the radio station I do a show, we always play a Shellac record once a week, every Monday. It's Shellac Attack Day. I'm going to call it the Salute to Shellac. Doesn't that sound like fun? So naturally, we have to do a Christmas song. I think all our 78s the rest of the month are going to be Christmas songs. All right. Think we can handle this with the sore arm and all that. I had to switch over the turntable, which took two hands. Oh, man, my doctor would be yelling at me. Don't be trying to do things like that. You need to heal, boy. 1949, a nice Decca 78. This baby's clean as a whistle. Sounds real good. The Andrews Sisters with Guy Lombardo. We all know this one. Here's the Merry Christmas Polka.
Now there's wine to warm the middles now, and get your head a whirl. Around and round the room we go, the room we go, the room we go. Around and round the room we go, so get yourself a girl. Now every heart will start to tingle when sleigh bells jingle on Santa's sleigh. Kris Kringle and another Christmas Day. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka. Let everyone be happy and gay. Oh, it's the time to be jolly and deck the halls with holly. So let's have a jolly holiday. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka. Another joyous season has begun. Roll out the Yuletide barrels and sing out the carols. A Merry Christmas, everyone.
Sisters, along with Guy Lombardo and the orchestra, off our early nice Decca 78 there. It's Merry Christmas Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week. You know, it takes more than weird shoulder surgery to stop this show. I'll tell you that. All right, what do we got going on here? We have the Pala Brothers doing the Showtime Polka. Brothers there. That's a good one. There's a Showtime Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I'm getting a little punchy because I'm doing this with an owie. That is hard on a guy, man. Anyway, let's do Just Because with Eddie Lash. And you know what it says on the record, don't you? Huh? If you ever had any Eddie Lash records, you know that on the record it says Eddie Lash and his star concertina. Is that guy like the Jimi Hendrix of the concertina or what? Man, if you could teach me to play one thing on a concertina and nothing else, and you taught me to play that like that, I would be happy. That's how easy I could be satisfied. That, as they say in the music biz, that is a cooker, man. You know what? I have the power. I think we should play that again. I think in the 8 or 9 years of doing this show, I've never done that before. Let's play it again. Oh, yeah. Hang on. I got to stand up, though, to change the needle because I can't reach it with my arm here. Hang on. We're going to play it again because the polka DJ guy is going crazy. Hang on here. Let me see if I get... This is very hard to do standing up. I'm going to get it. Hang on. All right, here we go. This is a great record. Turn it up.
Radio. What a great record. Anyway, that was so great. We got to hear it twice. That's Eddie Lash, of course, with his Star Concertina. And I bet you that if I were to just buy a Star Concertina, it wouldn't sound like that because I have no idea how to play one. I can bang out a couple of tunes kind of bad on an accordion, but man, oh man, that's a cooker. Anyway, let us proceed with the Ray Henry Orchestra and the Blonde Bombshell Polka. There, one of those old Dana records there that was converted from a 78 to a 45 back in the day. There's Ray Henry's Orchestra with the Blonde Bombshell Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Probably a couple of records to go in the show yet. Got another Christmas record coming up. Got to play the commercial. Here's the problem. There is no way I can reach the button that starts the machine that plays the commercial with my right hand. And it's way over there. I wish you could see this. It's like, wait, it's normally a reach. And, okay, here's my choices. What are my choices? Let's find a creative solution to the problem. I could just reach over and go way off mic with my left hand and go over there and push it. Or I could find a stick or something that I could reach it with. But I don't think there's nothing. See, now I'm off mic anyway. I'm being very unprofessional. There are no sticks long enough, so I'll just reach over here, and I'll meet you back here at the end of the commercial, okay? Okay.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Well, all right. See, I guess that worked out okay, but it was awkward to say, whatever. Let's do another little Christmas tune. John Jeske, of course, from the John Jeske Band, along with Carl Henry. It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time, it's Christmas time, that very special time of year when friends all gather to be near. It's Christmas time, it's Christmas time, forget your troubles and the past, enjoy togetherness at last. Everyone enjoys a Christmas song, a laugh or smile. In a wish to make it last the new year long. It's Christmas time. Yes, it's Christmas time. 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 It's Christmas time, it's Christmas time. Just leave your worries all behind. Let's share the joy with all mankind. It's Christmas time, it's Christmas time. Imagine all the happiness. Let's take a break from all the stress. Everyone enjoys a Christmas song, a laugh or smile. Joy in a wish to make it last the new year long. Tinsel, ornaments, carols, appointments, eggnog, mistletoe, Santa Claus and the North Pole. It's Christmas time.
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 It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time.
John Jeske with Carl Henry there. It's Christmas time here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to do something we almost never do on the show. We're going to go out on a waltz. Very rare. The only waltz we had in the show was Silver Bells way back early in the show. And I thought maybe a not Christmas waltz would be appropriate. And I want to go out with something German style. And I didn't want to go over there to the cupboard and look for a different record because it hurts, man. So I just happen to have the Six Fat Dutchmen here with the Hanover Waltz, so we're going to wrap her up with this one. Thank you. The Hanover Waltz, that's the Six Fat Dutchman, and that's going to put the wraps on a show. You know what? I can't reach the button that starts the theme song either. Oh, wait, I'll be right back. Ah, there we go. Oh, man, this is going to go on for weeks. I hope you're enjoying it. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, we made it through the first official post-shoulder surgery show here on the Oompa Hour.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.